Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, good.
Wishing I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world.
If I rule the world,
I would buy it all. I'm addicted to champagne and buying them all. I'm addicted to living life above the law. How much do it take to live above the law? I call my homie Ralph up, cause his car stopped. Told him bump a new car, come grab the car lot. That way you can have convertibles and a hard top. Open up a few doors since we had a hard knock. Life, open up. For restaurants and legs, they open up. Start a franchise, so my dog could quit wearing the fofo up on his waist like it's his pants size. Until my OG locked up, bumping ready or not. Who was just trying to do it big, but wasn't ready to die. Cop a first class wherever he like, with hoes already inside. Now he can rest in peace while he alive.
Wishing I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold.
Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world.
Even in the photo, thinking about the ex-girl I hold though. Like, would we have won it all, or would I have lost it all? Like Ocho, the things I think about the most are things I never know though. Like, why don't schools teach more mathematics, less trigonometry and more about taxes? They at the chalkboard, teaching us ass backwards. How about preparing us for life instead of lab rats? With a mansion that's about 5 floors. No more sleeping on the couches cause we got 5 more. With the fam that reminded me what I'm alive for. And at the same time remind me what I died for. A world where you wouldn't need sleep. That way we could catch up instead of chase dreams. And finally get the speedboat my dad always wanted. That's why I feel it coming.
Wishing I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls. Enough money, I can rule the world.
It's a dream, well that's how I feel. Sometimes I gotta pinch a fat ass to see if it's real. I specifically remember, no heat in the winter. Now I supply heat for the winter. Then I skate to the beach for the winter. When it come to chips, boy, a nigga get a grip. No cleats, I'm a winner. Show love to the hoes and the freaks. I remember hit the club and raised hell all week for the sinners. Meet a young dentist, the menace to society. Check my sobriety, fuck hoes and varieties. Shame that these things is the reason you admire me. But I'm getting dope, man, these flows gon' retire me. Splurging all crazy, switching lanes in the rain, swerving all crazy. Style on the dial, I've been serving y'all lately. Cheddar on Federer, ball till I fall, etc., etc.
I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world.
If I rule the world,
yeah, if I rule the world.
If you got me thinking, man,
if I rule the world.
If I rule the world,
if I rule the world,
man, if I rule the world.
Hello, family. Woo! That song definitely ministers to me. I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls, family. Lately, I've been dreaming about how I can rule the world. I don't know about you, but I got to rule my own world. And I'm about ready to do my thing. How is everyone doing today? Thank you so very much for joining me. You don't know how hard it's been to get next to you. I can't get next to you. But no matter how hard I try, I have been doing everything trying to get my lines together here. Ladies and gentlemen, I was temporarily down for a while. I'm just going to have to be honest with you. I was down with my internet, had to get on the phone with my carrier and say, chicka-boom, you need to hook me up. And thank goodness I got things straightened out. Nevertheless, I am here in the flesh. This is your Omi, the advocate that you definitely need to advocate for you. This is your Omi. Also the one that is an advisor to you, and I am your Molly. Well, I am your mother too, And ladies and gentlemen, I have been dying to get on here to reschedule my Friday show because we miss so many shows, and I apologize. There's no excuse for it, but we're here nevertheless because fair-skinned mothers do bear dark-skinned daughters, and I want you to know that, and we're going to have to make a little correction on the screen. They haven't updated that correction, and that word skin, K-I-N-N-E-D, S-K-I-N-N-E-D, will be corrected for you. We don't want to put misnomers out there. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, what would you do if you ruled the world? I know what you would do. You go out and buy yourself some diamonds and pearls. I know I would. But I want to say something to you. There's a few dark-skinned women that are worried about how can they make themselves more appealing, and what do they have to do to stand out in a crowd of fair-skinned girls. And I'm here to tell those dark-skinned women, they're already doing what they do. You do what you do best, baby. Just be you. Be you and stand out in a crowd being melanin and rich. And ladies and gentlemen, we're about to embark upon that topic again, rescheduled from Friday. Those other shows have been canceled. We don't want to give you a lot of missed shows, but we definitely want to stay on task. And we're right here today, welcoming each and every one of you to come on in this place. Those family members out there, my Google, dial in at 646-478-0270. We invite you in. And also out there in my Twitters, we tweeted you earlier today. And Facebook fan members, please come in and join us. We'd love to have you call in personally. And if any of you would like to manage my chat room, just give me a ring. Say, ring, ring. I'd like to manage that chat room on me. What about it? It would be my pleasure to invite you in. That number once again. And lock it in, little G, 646-478-0270. And let's go out on a little chicka boom, boom, boom. Get ready for it, ladies and gentlemen. Here it comes.
Mes avertissements, mes voici un monde prisme, abysme, devant rap, ma je rappe tellement mal, ma, mais c'est du rap, ma, respecte tout ce gars qui m'a fait des années, rap, abysme, micro, feu, mérité, mes applaudissements, malheureusement, c'est un héros, ne reconnaît pas de rap, ma, il faut qu'il rappe, c'est faire du chacassement, négro, votre place n'est pas ici, c'est au parle, ma, parle,
Goma, where my people need Armani. Peace is what you get when you stand up. The time is now, say we Wakati. They see me and ask, when a Tokowapi? Where you from? Carolina, but I'm really an African son. Hot as the African sun. Freedom's about to be won. If you get you clapping your hands, nobody's clapping a gun. Poa poa, Zurisana, and Duguzango, can you feel me? Sawa sawa.
I don't want to give you too much of that this morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's a Sunday morning, and normally I'd be off at church. But I decided to stay in because I have got to pull this together, ladies and gentlemen, because fair-skinned mothers do bear dark-skinned daughters, and we want to talk about it today. How about it? Now, we're going to go over to the throne of grace because it is Sunday, and we have not been lifting up holy hands and talking to our ancestors, and they are frustrated. They need to hear from Omi, and they need to hear from you. So let's go over to the throne of grace and lift up our holy hands. Ladies and gentlemen, as you stand with the palms of your hands up as if you're about to receive, I'd like for you to stand at position. We call you to prayer, position of prayer all over the nation, all over the diaspora. We do this in honor of our ancestors because we know that we're the sum total of why they came. And without them, we can do nothing in our own strength. As we lift up our hands, we pour libations to the east, and we look towards the east from which our help comes. We pour libations to the west from which we lift up our hands and our help comes. We pour libations to the south, where all those slave owners who were masters over slaves, who were carrying those cotton packs, who didn't pick enough cotton, who got beat those nights, that they were not able to carry that cotton. We lift up holy hands to them and pour libations to them. And up in the north, where they told Harriet there was freedom, she said, you are going to swim the water else you are going to be a dead Negro. We lift up holy hands to those in the north. And if we pour libation, we call on all those ancestors that are in the miry clay. And if they're in the middle passage and they're still yet trying to get to us, and if they're in that never-ending closing door where they're trapped inside, we lift up libations to them. And we call all of our ancestors and their melanin into order to reconnect to the greater circle. And may we tap into your melanin that we might be stronger and more black and proud. May we tap into that melanin today so that we honestly know that it's more than a byproduct, but it is a gift that's given to the children of the sun. And we call on all of our heroes, Shekez Diop, Nina Simone, Harriet Tubman, take out your pistol. Madam C.J. Walker, walk that walk one more time. We call on Dr. Carruthers, if he will speak another speech like he did at Eastern University. We call on John Henry Clark, that he might lay down the foundations of history. And we call on Dr. Martin Luther King and Sweet Coretta King, that they may stand up and march with us one more time. And Malcolm X, speak your talk and walk your walk. We call on our ancestors today. And we call on our personal ancestors, Clara Jenkins, Robert Jenkins, Tommy P. Harvey, Marvin Jenkins, Robert Jenkins, Eugene Lilly. We call on our ancestors today that they may lift us up and that they may make us strong and that we might be able to say that we're looking over your shoulders today. And we thank you, ancestors, that you always surround yourself with us and that you will give us the direction straight ahead and into the future. And we thank you this day, and we say amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just meditate on the essence of God, because he speaks to you through your spirit, if you allow yourself to permeate on the essence of God that is within you, let the essence of God come forward and let it permeate your body as we take a moment of silence to hear from God. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for going on that faith walk with us. We need that in our lives, and we need that to keep on pushing on, to keep on going on, to keep on with the keep on. And ladies and gentlemen, I feel good today. Because my people, all I want is my people to be free. Now, I told you they were going to open up those jail cells, and they were going to let my people go. I just got word that Obama opened up some jail cells, and he's going to let our people go. Glory, hallelujah, groovy style. I knew it would come to pass. Now, these are young men and women who did time, not for heinous crimes, but for convictions of drug abuse. They're not criminals, and they do belong back into society again. And we're going to have to help them, because just by the grace of God, it could be you and I. And they're going to have to be able to be planted back in society. And after doing 10 years, they're going to be upset, mean, and angry. And you're going to have to love them back into perfection. And you're going to have to welcome them back into the camp. But first, you must do a ritual for each one of them coming back into your community. To do the ritual to cleanse them of uncleanness so that they can come back into the community. And weed them back in and find jobs for them and assist them because they're on their way. Just as I proclaim that every jail cell will be swinging open. Now, I don't care about you so-called conservatives or right-wingers or you people who think that our people shouldn't be free, because the majority of the people that were locked up were our people, and we want our people to come home. And Obama is letting them go free now. And if anybody got a problem with it, anybody got a problem with it, and they don't want them to be free, then they're not free in their own spirit. You must understand. understand when you incarcerate another one, you incarcerate all of us. And we all have a bit of in captivity in those prison walls that we think we are holding our people out of society. We're only engaging them to become more criminal-like. And it's best that they socialize themselves among civilized people. And I welcome those people back, personally from OMI. Because no man or woman needs to be locked up in prison if it's not for a hideous crime. Now, I said all I'm going to say on that, but things are coming into fruition, and things are coming into action now. And we ought to rally around Brother Obama. He doesn't have time, that much time left to be in office. You need to rally around him and get your thoughts together and support him, irregardless of what somebody told you or for what you heard. Forget what you heard about Obama. He's our brother, and we're going to support him. And we're going to work and rally around him to get the job done. He is working against the clock, trying to get the job done. So wherever you are in your neighborhood, support him. And I know you black folks say, well, what has he done for me lately? Look around you and begin to see that things are getting ready to change. Oh, things are going to get better now. Ooh, child, things are going to get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday we'll get it together and we'll get it all done. Someday things will get brighter. And that's what I mean, child. Things are going to get better and a little bit easier. I don't care if they're holding you back from getting your food stamps. And I don't care if they slapped a sign on your door that says, Sheriff Sale Tomorrow. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Because our deliverance is near. Take the city. I said, take the city. Because if things don't get better, I'm going to be on the front line marching. And you can march with OMI. Because I'm telling you, if they take another person's home and they put it in their portfolio, then they're pirates and robbers and thieves. And you have a right to come after them. But I tell you, if they come for OMI, I'm going to be talking. And they're going to have to come and get me. Because they're not taking mine that I put my hard-earned work into. I'll take them all the way to the national courtroom and fight them all the way to kingdom come. And you better do the same thing. Because I ain't sleeping under nobody's bridges. And there ain't nobody taking my property from me. So better you better stand up now or lay down later. Which one you going to do? You got a warrior on your hand. And OMI is a warrior. And if you want somebody to stand with you that can go the distance, OMI will stand with you. I am your advocate. And if you have property that's being taken from you and you can't figure out what to do and they keep calling you in the court and they keep seizing your property and calling out the sheriffs on you and if they got the dogs on you, then you stand up and you stand up and look them in the eye and say, it's our birthright to have this property. You stole it from us in the first place. Now you're laying up all the stock where you didn't sow, and you reaping where you didn't give, and now you want our property in your portfolio, and you're saying that you don't need the government to help you, but you've gotten all these set asides, and you were the first one to get reparations, because when they took the slaves and took them out of slavery, they had to pay all those slave owners. And all of those men that had business and owned property, they had to pay you a set aside to take the slaves out of slavery. You had to be paid a subsidy. You were the first to get set aside. So don't go telling people that are black that they ought to get their own jobs and they shouldn't take anything from the government. The government been feeding your hands and serving you ever since you've been in business. So you big businesses that are claiming less taxes and don't want anything to go to the masses of the people, we got news for you. Get ours. Because we're way overdue. And people, OMI is feeling the heat too, just like you. And don't think because I'm a school teacher they won't try me. They do what they're supposed to do. But I got to do what I got to do. If they're going to try me, they got something to get. They better bring something to get something. And I'm upset today. because I see too many people in that courtroom over there crying, walking away from their property. I see too many people that don't know how to put their cases together to fight back. And those are people of dark-skinned descent. And I want to speak on it today. Now, I ask the question, black women that are dark-skinned, what do you have to do to be appealing and to be attractive? And I just said what you are to do, and that is to be yourself. You don't have to go jading your skin and bleaching your skin, especially you African women over in the diaspora. Quit bleaching your skin, trying to be fair-skinned. Quit putting that poison in your blood and your bloodstream. You don't have to do anything but be as black as you can be and put that shea butter on and gleam and glisten so that men can see your beautiful skin gleaming from Timbuktu. I want to say something. You black women that think that you can only get notice if you're fair-skinned, I don't care how black you are. If you got beauty in you and charisma in you and confidence in you, confidence shows through any skin tone. Confident and poise shows through any skin tone. And a man can see that in you if you never jade or tan or lighten your skin. So you don't have to put on anything but confidence and beauty and poise. And as you begin to express who you are, you fair-skinned mothers, tell your dark-skinned daughters that they're beautiful and that you bore them in this world and they're yours. You say, you're mine and I love you. Don't go snatching on their head saying, come here, you nappy-headed, dark-skinned girl. Don't go calling them out their names. Because we do that to our own children. We set negative images in them by telling them, you know, your black daddy, and saying bad things about their father who might be dark-skinned. And we talk about dark-skinned children. And we go to school and we teach class and we don't want dark-skinned children around our desks. We don't want them around our presence because we feel it'll rub off on us. I got news for you teachers who are being discriminative to those dark-skinned children. You better leave those children alone, and you better treat them right, because karma is a mug. It will come back to visit you. For you dark-skinned young girls, dress yourself up. And I don't mean going out naked, revealing everything in all of your continents. Cover yourself up. Leave something to be desired by these brothers out here in the street. You don't have to go hanging your butt out and your cheeks out between your legs to show what you have. Your beauty is not in your booty, and quit turking all over the internet showing your butt because you think a brother wants you to shake what you got and your continents are well-defined and shapely. Quit showing off your behind on TV and on internet. Brothers want to look for something to be desired. Cover yourself up. Let a brother that wins you know that he's winning a prize. You are a prize-backed woman. And the darker you are a better prize. And don't let nobody tell you nothing. The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Even the white man will tell you that. You were the one that were the strongest of the group. How do you think you survived coming through the middle passage? Because the melanin in you made you stronger and more resistant to disease and infection. So you didn't just have a hue of color. You had a set of DNA to make you strong so that your cells were resistant to disease. You weren't just black for the black of it. You were black because you had the gene. You had the birthright. You had the gift. Now, you've heard some that said that some got more of the gift than the others. Some of the men like to think that when they talk about their genital areas and having the more of the gift. But I'm talking about having more of the gift of darkness. Do you know that the whole earth starts from the darkness of the pit of the earth? the whole earth came into existence from darkness. So you have to understand that you don't have to hide behind society because your skin is darker. And you don't have to be in the background because you're not fair-skinned enough. My mother, even from her grave, still speaks to me to let me know that I'm dark enough to be seen. And she tells me to go out forward and out front. She still ministers to me from her grave. She only delivered me here, but it wasn't necessary for her to raise me. I've been raised by many women, and I'm glad those other women had their hands on my life because they made me a confident black woman, a confident black woman, and carry myself with pride to hold my head up and know that I am somebody. Say it with me. I am somebody. And don't let nobody tell you different, because when you go feeling shame and feeling like you have to become depressed because you don't feel like you fit in, you have to check yourself and pull yourself together, girl. Darkness is beautiful. Black is beautiful. Say it with me. Black is beautiful. Now, mothers, I want to talk to you. When you leave those hospitals and you got children that you're bearing in this world that you don't want and you're not attached to and you're giving up for adoption, and you're walking away from them, they're yours. And I'm warning you, don't give another child away. Raise that child to the best of your ability and bring it home, dark or not. Dark-skinned children in the family are not treated right, and I know that. And sometimes they're mistreated. And I know they're mistreated in the school system. I know they are. And the teachers in the school district have a lot to be responsible for if they have been disrespectful to dark-skinned children in school. Now, how do you make yourself beautiful? You shine. Woo, when my baby come, he gonna shine, he gonna shine. You shine your skin up. Don't walk around with no rusty dark skin. You shine it up with some shea butter, and you let it glimmer and glisten, no matter how black it is. And even if you put the shea butter on and it makes you blacker, let that melanin show through. Because, baby, there's many people that wish they had your melanin, and they're buying it off the market. And don't tell me they're not. They're going into the stores, the Walgreens and the CVC, and they're buying the melanin in the jars, and they're taking it by the bundles, and they're ingesting it so that they, too, can become black, like black, black, black. And they know why they want to become black. They don't want a skin color. They want their bodies to be stronger. And blackness has been confused. And see, everything they taught us that kinky and curly was bad, kinky and curly is good because it's strong. The wink and lip is bad. And the fairer you are, the curses used to be up on those that was leopards. So I want you to understand, don't let nobody fool you about your skin color. And don't let people come to you with this nonsense about black is bad. Black is not bad. And mothers, quit telling your children that black is bad. You help your black women to groom themselves and to take what they have and make the best of it and to beautify themselves so that when they do go out, what little hair they have, condition it. And shine it up there so that it's beautiful and beautiful to be looked at. We have to understand that all things derive from blackness. And if all things derive from blackness, then guess what? You are the mothers of this earth and the universe. And oh no, let me have to tell you again, I know where Dagnish and Lucy were found in the high places, and their DNA was that of a black woman. It was not of a fair-skinned woman. It was of a black woman. So all living human beings came from the loins of a black woman. So we have to understand, it's not enough just to be proud. We've got to teach our babies better. We've got to teach our children better. And we got to act better. And women, I'm depending on you to stay off of those video shoots and start dressing yourself better. And I don't care how many times Beyonce shakes her butt on the screen and how much you want to look like Beyonce, be yourself. Be your own. And you do not have to walk after other people. And if she's shaking her butt on the screen and making a mint with it, then you find another way to exemplify your intelligence. And it doesn't have to be through your butt. I got continents too, and I have them excessively. And I know the benefit of using my talent to become intelligent, not to hang my butt out all over the internet. And we got to stop this nonsense. We got to stop going on the internet twerking. And then everywhere you look, there's some mother twerking with her daughter. Mothers don't twerk with your daughters. That's an African dance. Yes, they do that dance, but they do it in the privacy of their home and with their loved ones, not on national TV. That's the worst thing you can see is a woman up shaking her butt and rolling her hips all over the screen. We got to do something better than this. A black woman's beauty is not in her booty. A black woman's beauty is in her smile and in her intellect. And she's got to demonstrate that. And we've got to stop this nonsense about, I'm too black, I'm too dark, I'm too jaded. Well, we got to understand that we certainly cannot be faded. Stop bleaching your skin, trying to look fair-skinned. Clean it up, soft and moistened, but you don't have to go to the extreme to have all kinds of surgery to peel your skin. And if you're getting skin peels, you're wrong as two left feet. I say, cut it out. God didn't give you the skin so you could expose it to cancer by putting all kinds of chemicals and pills on it. And you ought to understand that the more black you are, the healthier you are. So don't be ashamed of the darkness of your skin. So how do you make a man attracted to you with this beautiful skin? You keep it beautiful. And you let him know you're proud of yourself. A man loves a woman when he sees that she can self-sustain herself, and she has get up about herself, and she has pride in herself. He looks for the pride that you have in yourself, not for how shame you are of your skin tone. Now, women, I'm telling you what I know. I've been black all my life, and there ain't a man out there that don't desire a good black woman, and I know I've been desired in my lifetime, and still under desire at 61 years old. And it has nothing to do with your skin tone, because I'm a dark-skinned woman, too. And wear it with pride and dignity. And I'm telling you this because there's some of you right now that are contemplating all kinds of surgeries to make yourself over again. Now, Michael Jackson made a mistake. And whatever he had done to his skin, he made a mistake. And he paid for it with his life. We don't have to go to the extreme to look like the enemy. And we do not have to go to the extreme to feel like we're appealing because we're lighter. We have to understand that there's a lot of people that desire to have your melanin. A lot. And they're even asking you to now to donate your skin because they can use your skin and getting the melanin to help fix whatever's wrong with them. Now, I'm telling you what I know. You've got to be a believer in yourself. You first must know yourself. And the first preservation is to know thyself. Know something about this melanin. Just why are you black? And how did you become black? Research the melanin on your own. Go out and get books on it. It belongs to you. You ought to know the story. Go out and understand how the geographical areas turned us certain colors and did certain things to our hair structure. Read up on the researchers and have firm information about what it is that's going on in your body so you'll understand what it is that you can make adjustments on. You can't make adjustments on this dark skin if you wanted to. There is not enough bleaching cream to bleach it, but you can go to hospitals and they can peel the skin, but that is definitely a no-no, and you don't want to do those things to yourself. It is definitely abomination against God. I want you to know one thing, black people. those fair-skinned mothers that are out there. You love your daughters. You love them in spite of who they are. And you don't shame them and make them feel bad. And men, when you're out with these black women, know that you got a beauty queen with you. And cherish her, because she's going to love you as long as you love her. Don't make her feel shame of herself. There's so many black women that stayed in the background. Well, I never had a problem with staying in the background. I always stepped up. And I never was ashamed of who I was as a black woman. But I did get things straight with my mother, because I wanted to know why her family and her people were so fair-skinned and the rest of us were dark-skinned from my father's side. But now that I'm older, I know better. And I understand. And I don't hold it against her. I know she loved me equally like all her daughters who are fair-skinned and much better than myself. But I care less that I'm black and I'm proud. I'm going to say it out. Now, I want you to say it out to yourself, I'm black and proud. And we get all the colors. And if we get over the gray house, now Obama's trying to make things for our people. We got to get all this color. We got to call him half-breed. Because if you got three-quarters of black blood, you're black. And we're always knowing that. Now walking by, oh, I got some black in me, and I've got some English in me, and we got three of this black, bunch of black and black. And I don't care what you say. You can be as fair as you want to be. If you got three quarters black blood in you, you're black. Nobody wants you. Now, there it is. I want to say this much to dark-skinned women. Hold your head with pride. Hold your head up with pride. Sorry for yourself. And dignify yourself. When someone asks you a stupid question about your skin tone, don't dignify that with an answer. And fair-skinned mothers, quit jading your children and favoring your fair-skinned children over your dark-skinned. Quit doing that. Quit loving your fair-skinned children and hating your dark-skinned children. Quit doing that. Love them equally the same. And know that our skin color, it has nothing to do with a decision that we have made personally. It is a decision from God. And we've got to get this thing together. And I want you to understand that we are going to get over the grain house, and we will be over the promised land. But black folks have got to do a lot of work on their own personal lives so that we can stop being color struck within our own community. We've got to stop using the N-word. And we've got to start understanding we're the Asiatic black people of the universe. And that all other races came from us. I don't care what you say, white people, Japanese, Chinese. You are researching this and you are finding out that you all came from us. So let's just stop the lies and stop making and pretending that Jesus was the white man with blue eyes on the cross. You know he wasn't. Because the Bible speaks of him having brass feet and woolly hair. So let's just set the record straight. The black Madonna over in Europe is well accepted by Europeans, and they embrace the black Madonna and black Jesus, and they worship them. So what are we talking about? We're lying to ourselves. It's time out for the lies. There's nothing wrong with blackness, and there's nothing wrong with getting close to blackness. Because it will heal you. And even some of the Southerners knew that the black skin of the black children would heal what ails them. And this melanin has a lot to be said about it. I'm working on writing a book about the effects that African Americans have on black males, and I'm doing a section on the culture and on the race. So I'm talking about all this in my book. And I'm talking about all the racism and prejudice that set in because of skin tone. There's so many people that hate because of skin tone. Well, you can stop hating. Educate yourself and understand that black people have nothing to do with the selection of their skin hue or their skin tone. And you can understand that this is an act of God. And we have to understand that we cannot judge people by their skin tone and by their color. And you've got to be understandable that you learn everything you can about your blackness and why you're black and how you became black. And black children, do not hate yourselves and wish that you were somebody else. And we're going to have to get another idol up front other than Beyonce and Jay-Z. Now, you take that black African girl that won that contest on the red carpet, put her up front and make her our new idol so we can have an image to look up to. Now, I get tired of turning on the radio and every other song is Beyonce's song or Jay-Z's. They have made idols for us. They're both fair-skinned people. Now, let's put some, let's just switch it over and fade it into black and then blue-black for a minute. Because society has got to understand, they made us think that we are the minority. We are not the minority. We're the masses. And as long as we think that we're the minority, we don't think that we can ever get up. Well, you need to get up today, black people, because you are the majority. Everywhere you go, you find black people all over the continent. And in every part of the remote areas, you find them hidden away because nobody wants to reveal that black had a presence everywhere all over the continent. So that means that black was here first. That's right. That means that black was here first, and everything else sprung up from that. The Japanese and Chinese know this now. That's why they're over in Africa, trying to get rich, taking over land, trying to cultivate Africans' land, and will not allow those people to communicate with them or fraternize with them. The Africans ought to move them off the land if they're not going to cohabitate with them and mix with them. It's a shame that everybody has benefited from our blackness. Everybody has benefited from the continent Africa. They drain Mother Africa and drain the mammary glands dry of Africa. And we've got to stop being childish and viewing things from a distance. Beauty is skin deep. And we've got to stop looking at the surface of things. And the surface of things on the outside is only an indication of what could be possible on the inside. Yes, they say black men have soul. Yes, we got the essence. And the soul is much different than just the heart. The soul is the rhythm, the ability to count music and to hear music. That gives, the darker you are, the more rhythm you have and the more soul you got. So come on, soul brother. Come on, soul sister. Let the rhythm in you and the beat in you come forward, because you've got the gift, the rhythm, and the soul. And the blacker you are, the more soul you got. And I'm not playing today. You know, they said that as a joke, but this is a real thing. This is something real. And white folks, you know it. Caucasians, you know it. Because you see those black brothers with the rhythm and the soul, and you said, well, they got soul. He's a soul brother. That's right. The rhythm and the beat is natural in our heartbeats. When we were born, we had the rhythm. Babies come here dancing to the rhythm of the beat before you even teach them the count of music. That's why everything we do, we've got to incorporate music for our black children so we can teach them well, because what we're trying to put in has already been placed there. We must only adduce the knowledge and bring it forward, because the music beat is already in them. It was given to them through birth. They got soul. They got soul, mother. And I want you to know your black children got soul. And why do you think James Brown danced all over the South and didn't have the education, but he had soul? As long as he had the soul, he didn't need no education, because God already gave him the gift. We're working against our children with these schools. We're talking about how intelligent they could be, and if they had more than 5,000 words when they come to school. Well, damn it, they got more than 5,000 words. You just got to research and find out the words that they do know. You can't go cramming all the words down them that you want them to know. They have a vocabulary before they come to school that you know nothing about. And if we tap into it, we'll find that they know more than 5,000 words and know words that they created in their regularized code. Yes, they speak Ebonics, and Ebonics is a regularized code. It is a language. We've got to stop disputing Ebonics as if it doesn't exist. As long as it's used in the community and is regularized and people use it to communicate, it's a language. Now, English as a second language should include Ebonics so that our children could understand